man. What's up? What's going on, guys? Everybody gather around. I'm trying to shorten that timer time. I tried to shorten the timer time to 30 seconds, and we got 5 people. That's why I do that 2-minute countdown timer. But what's up? Shit, I'm just gonna get to roll. What's happening? Happy Valentine's Day. I hope you've had a happy Valentine's. I hope each of you that are in here had a good day today so far. What's up, D Clark? Work with me. I see you. What's happening? What's happening? What's happening? I ain't gonna talk too fast because I guess I'll wait for y'all to get in here. Okay, we picking up. It is Valentine's Day. What a day. You know, I've been married now for 14 years. So, you know, got my wife some flowers, you know, had a little bit of wine. I got a thing from Hulu because tomorrow I'm going to be going to New York. We got our premiere for season 2, A Life in Beth. Oh, man, I don't have my noise canceler on. So season 2, A Life in Beth, we have in our premiere. And they sent me a beautiful gift. It consisted of a martini glass, a bottle of liquor, some vermouth, and then they gave me this digital frame. So it was pretty cool, man. And it is Valentine's Day. How's your Valentine's Day? How did y'all day go? Did everybody go out to eat? What did you do? Because when you married for 13-14 years, you know, it's just another day. And although I am very thankful for my wife and my spouse, it's another day. I hear you, Gloria. Gloria say just another day raking leaves in Duval, waiting for half price chocolates. I know, right? I know. And listen, I'm going to be honest with y'all. You know, as a man, we, especially a married man, I have to make sure I get the flowers. It's just a way to show appreciation. But I'm going to be honest, we really don't give a fuck. Like, we do not care. We really don't care. I was in the stores, you know, everybody hustling to get them flowers. And I was like, just let me just go get these flowers before this time catches up to me. Because sometimes that time will catch up, you know. So I went on and did it. I'm going to ask y'all something. Because y'all are like my producers of this show as well. Should I put some background music on this shit? Let me ask y'all, y'all tell me what y'all think. I just had this playing in the background. Should I have some background music playing? Hey, what's going on, guys? Or is that just too, like, inauthentic? Can y'all hear that? Should I do that? Y'all think I should play the background music when I do these? What you think? Y'all like that? Or do you think this will bring more attention to the show? Like it's more of a vibe? So I'm going to do that today. I'm just going to play everything through. So today was an interesting day. Like I said, happy Valentine's Day to all of you guys. Happy Valentine's Day. Hopefully you're doing what you do. When you've been in a relationship for so long, it does become just another day. But you do respect and have love for your significant other. And it's like, hey, baby, here's your flowers. Here's this, here's that. And then when you're a new couple that's been dating for, you know, you just started dating, you know, that passion is still hot and turned up. You know, you want to get your flowers. Okay, turn it down a little bit. Because y'all are literally, I'm going to turn it down. Is that cool? I'm just playing with this stuff. Every day is love day. That's real. If you got a man, yeah, every day we love each other. But like me and my wife been together so long, we such good friends. It's cool, you know what I mean? Like I told her, I said, baby, this year, we go to dinner often throughout the year. And she's like, what's up? We no dinner. I say, not this year, Booski Boo. This money low right now. Shit, I'm trying to figure it out. So, you know, that's what it is, man. So, interesting thing happened to me on Instagram today. They posted a picture on Baller Alert. And the picture was about the young man that jumped on the judge. He was sentenced. And he got a sentence of attempted murder. Let me see this. So the young man that jumped on this judge has been indicted for attempted murder after his courthouse attack. A week after the attack, he received a maximum 4-year prison sentence for a battery charge he had pleaded guilty to in November. So based on that, I said that the young man got exactly what he deserved. I'm going to stand on that. And I get it. He is a black man. I'm a black man. But there's a thing in life called consequences. And I spoke about this on my Instagram. If you follow me on the Instagram, there are consequences. Okay? The minute you sit in your ass in court with prior felonies and a long list of home invasion, battery, robbery, assault, and the judge begins to sentence you and you lift up into the air like a drone, and you jump over that goddamn bench and you put your hands around the throat of the judge, what do you think your expectation is? And what was so interesting to me were that people called me a coon for saying that he got what the fuck he deserved. And a lot of people want to bring up the fact that, hey man, this guy has mental health. The mental health excuse for unnecessary behavior and criminal activity is getting thrown around a little bit too easy for me nowadays. It's getting thrown around a little too easy. Had I been that judge, and they said, well, how you get attempted murder, bitch? He put his hands on the throat of the judge when he got back there. He put his hands around her throat and punched in the head a couple of times. What do you think? You think he was checking her thyroid? No, if them bailiffs and them guards wouldn't have grabbed him, he would have killed that lady if they wouldn't have pulled that nigga off that woman. He got what he deserved. And for any black person to come at me and tell me about institutional racism, systemic racism, and the white man, and I'm a coon. Well, it seems to me that those who have that attitude are the biggest coons, because what are you saying about us as a people? Are you saying that we cannot govern ourselves? That we have no dominion over our mind and body? That we are nothing more than just droids or some type of bots that's controlled by the white man? I don't believe that. I believe in us. And I think we're the strongest motherfuckers that ever graced the world. So the term of coon to me now at this point, with the ratchet behaviors that, you know, we sometimes celebrate and the cultural choices that not all of us, but the majority of us make, and the entertainment community with the rappers, they put all that shit out front, which represents us as a whole, no matter how smart you are or whatever your socioeconomic status is. If you a woman, they see fucking Sexy Red. If you're a black female, and if you're a black male, they see Boosie. It don't fucking matter. You know what I mean? So I'm trying to stand for some righteousness, some self-accountability, and how dare me do that? And I'm just talking common sense. And you talking to a guy, and I always had this conversation. You looking at a young man, a man born and raised on the south side of Chicago, with the Simeon. There was a time I had finger waves in my head. I had finger waves, all right? I used to get my hair done in a basement by a lady named Tony, a basement full of GDs. But I was blessed and fortunate enough to mature and to see that we've been sold a bad bag of goods. The hyper-masculinity, proving your masculinity by being some type of thug or some shit. Going to school at the time we went to school and having to downplay your intelligence because you wanted to act dumb, because if you act articulate or showed any intelligence, you would be picked on and bullied by people that look like you. So, you know, it's time to stand up to that shit, and I'm totally against it. Street nigga behavior makes me sick. It disgusts me. Any black person that's oppressing his own kind, I vomit. I don't get down, man. You get what I'm saying? So that's the only take I have, because I'm passionate when I talk this shit, and I love us, man. At the end of the day, I love us. I love us. No matter how I've been wrong by my own kind, I still love us. And I know our capabilities. I know our potential. So that's where I stand. Also, too, I did the video about Monique and her son. And I'm just gonna say, man, I just think we're a little tired of Monique and Daddy. We tired. We're just tired. We're exhausted. I never thought I could get so exhausted by a being in a digital space, right? Because it just pours out on everything. And her son spoke out, and people, I don't know, bullying a strong black woman, cleans trash from about the pro. I don't know what you're talking about. But I did a video in regards to her son talking his statement and making his piece on TikTok. So I did a reaction video to that. And right after this young man released that video, a day later, Monique and Daddy, they do a video about his video, and she begins to show them exchanging text messages from 2021. A 2020. She hadn't talked to the boy in 4 years, but she wanted to get those receipts because for whatever reason, she wants to prove to the world, like just seeking acceptance from people on the other side of the computer screen. Instead of just getting back with the boy and the grandchild, is just very fucking weird to me. And for people to take her side just because she's famous, because a lot of times people are biased their opinion based on the level of fame that a person has. Especially if it's like me, I'm a smaller comic, right? And I'm mentioning this and I'm just giving you my thoughts and observations in regards to it. I'm looked at as, oh, you hating or you coattailing or some shit like that. It's very weird to me. It's very, very weird. You don't like the track? You said change the track? Vans, you don't like this? This is just something in this StreamYard. I'm using StreamYard. That's our sponsor today, StreamYard. What about this one? I'm going to get Dan's pop. No, fuck that. How about that? Y'all want to hear some rock music? No, that's whack. And this is night driving, so that's more of a smooth, smooth vibe. Nah, it's only a few I can pick from, Vance. Let me see. Let's just go back to this. I'm just gonna stick it right here, bro. That's about as upbeat as we gonna get. You say turn it down some more? All right, there we go. I'm gonna turn it down and then we can just vibe to that. I'm trying to figure all this out, man, so I can make the show a little bit more engaging, because 100% of this show is just me, Lamar Walker show. And also, too, before we get any deeper into this, guys, make sure you get those tickets, man. I'm going to be at the Arlington Draft House in Arlington, Virginia, March 1st to the 3rd. Get those tickets. And if you live in Birmingham, Alabama, get those tickets, too. Those tickets are moving slow as shit, but the show isn't until March 29th. And I hope you guys come out. I'm way funnier in person than I am doing these fucking side-by-sides and all these podcasts. But in this world of entertainment as a comedian, all this is necessary. And if you have a business too, I would suggest you get a podcast, do videos, and market yourself as well. If y'all got questions about it, please let me know. Thank you for your voice. Tomorrow I'm going to New York. I don't know when I'm coming back to California, but tomorrow I'm going to be in New York. We're doing a premiere for Life and Beth Season 2. Life and Beth Season 2 is coming out, man. Y'all will be pleased with that. I hope. I did a lot of writing on this season. But I'll be in New York and I'll be working out at the Comedy Cellar. So if you're in New York late night, stop by the Comedy Cellar Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Yes, those guys are my favorite comics. Shout out to Tony Baker and my brother K-Dub, man. We all came up together. Came up more with K-Dub, though, because we started here in Atlanta on the scene. Dub started a little bit before me, but that's my bro. I could be wrong, but it seems to me you are not going in on no one. You're just upset your fellow comedians. Yeah, that's true, Philip Clark. That's a great observation. You know, everybody, like, it's just becoming... Entertainment right now is getting exhausting, bro, because it's like... It has nothing to do with art anymore. It's just all attention grabs. You know, the internet and the digital landscape is changing this. And it seems to me as if, no fault of Cat Williams, because I don't think Cat Williams' intention was to create such havoc and chaos. I just think the man was telling his story. But from him telling his story and the virality of that story and the profitability of that story, it created a pig pen. So you went from Cat to Monique. Now Shannon is beefing with Mike Epps. And it's just a fucking pigsty, but it's profitable at the same time. This is what's pushing the algorithm. This is what was getting people to watch. It's drama. It's just fucking drama. It's almost like when you're out in public and a fight, somebody start fighting and you see scrambling and then people just gather around to see what's happening and they got their arms folded and they just looking like, God damn, what have to do? It's the same thing. And that's literally like where we are right now. So it's, I've had a beef with a fellow comic. I mean, I got, you know, me and Mike Epps had that issue when I was attacked and assaulted by an Uptown Comedy Corner. But at the end of the day, me and Mike are cool. And also, two guys I just saw that I'm on a new season of BET's Comic View, hosted by Mike Epps. So y'all be sure to tune in on that. I'm on the new season of BET's Comedy View, hosted by Mike Epps, which will be streaming March 15th. And yes, this is really live. But yeah, we had our issue, but we've since made up and moved on. But it troubles me to see million-dollar black men, multimillionaire black men bickering in these public spaces, on these public platforms. These are highly blessed and highly favored men that are just chopping each other down and shit. It's terrible. It's just not a good look. And what example does this set for our children? My God, you know, I'm from Chicago. The baby's dying in the street. These niggas acting like the babies. So it's not a good look, man. It's not a good look. And as far as what we consider black comedy at this point, it's just like, nigga, this shit is just You know what I mean? So I just pray that everybody work together, man. Because even look, behind the scenes, comedians do beef, because this is a very much selfish endeavor. Being a comedian is a selfish and lonely endeavor, right? Even if you have good intentions, even if you want to collaborate with others, your audience would typically be selfish of you. You know what I mean? So it's kind of a dog-eat-dog world for whatever reason, especially with my generation, because we grew up, well, when I was coming up as a comic, opportunities, especially doing urban comedy, opportunities were very, very limited. Very, extremely limited. And everybody was trying to cut each other's throats and shit. But we still need to get back to more collaborative efforts. We still need to, you know, where's the next Harlem Nights, right? Where's the next Friday? Where are these things? What's happening? What's happening? Just all this fucking fussing and fighting. And even with our sister Monique, when the fuck was the last time Monique was funny? When the fuck? When was she funny? When was the last time you watched? Ha ha! When was the last time we all just laughed at Monique? That shit must have been the BET Awards when she did the Beyonce. I thought that was dope, but she hosted the BET Awards when that shit was hot. That was about the last time. But now it's just like, Jesus Christ, the fucking complaining over is,
hey, sweet babies, it's not my fault again, sweet sugar babies. Oh, they all just picking on me. Everybody is, baby. And I said, daddy. Daddy, daddy, tell them, daddy, we are being bullied in Hollywood because, sweet sugars, I fell out of the sky and I'm just funny, sugars. And these people, they just don't want to see me win, sweet babies. It's never me, sweet babies. I'm telling you, I have receipts. And I said, Tyler Perry and Oprah.
And she goes from that to getting on stage, telling them to suck her dick and shit. And it's like, what do you want? What is the goal? What is the goal? Is the expectation for Tyler Perry, Oprah Winfrey, and Lee Daniels to just be breaking down in tears? And they holding hands, and they go, oh, please, Monique, please, we are so sorry. Oh, God, please come back. And we wrote a movie for you. Please. I know you didn't mean. Let us suck your dick, Monique. We don't care. But come back. Like, what is that? It's not going to happen, babies. Sweet sugars. And it just seems to me that her husband intentionally throws her career in the river every time he can get it. It's like he let her. I promise y'all, it seemed like she was making like a comeback, right? Like, if you know, it was quiet, none was said. 50 Cent reached out like, yo, I want to get Monique to work on some shit, right? You know, the plane started lifting. And then 2 minutes later, it's like, God damn, she back tearing the motherfuckers down again. And the plane crashes. So it seems to me that Daddy's purpose is to say, you know what? I just want you to get a little bit, but I need you dependent on me. And I'm going to put this battery in your back to fuck your shit up. Because in this business of entertainment, everybody got to work with everybody. You have to. You have to. You can't just be an asshole. There's too many moving parts. Like, we are all one, right? In the comedy world, we are all one. From the comedians to the promoter to the DJ at the club to where you get on set, your writers, your producers, your grips, your craft services people, your ADs. We're all one. This is all a big moving orchestra. And it seems to me as if you want to play your part, will every day be a great day? Fuck no, it's not. But that's okay. Because you're living your purpose. You're doing what you want to do. I come from a retail pharmacy background. We talking 12-hour shifts. 12 to 14-hour shifts. There was time I worked 14-hour days at CVS. When I was at CVS, I want to say this was 2009, 2010, they started a 14-hour day. I was in that motherfucker working from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. 14 literal hours. And you're on your feet all day. Your knees and shit is hurting. You're getting C2 narcotic scripts. You got to bend down, open the safe, do a back count, put the shit back in the safe. And the phones are ringing and the computer's breaking down and you got insurance rejects. So you got people in the drive through and you got technician calling out. And you got 30 people at drop off. And it went on and on and on. So I come from a working bag. Before that, I was always retail work. I worked at a grocery store. Like, that's some hard work, man. Serving people. And you get to a place where you a movie star or some big time comic actor, man, get the fuck out of here. It's nothing to complain about. I'm sorry. I worked for Monique. I didn't work for Monique, but I was on the Monique show. Monique had a late night talk show on BET, and that was the first time I was on a late night talk show. And in that moment, you know what I mean? She was gracious. She was kind. She hugged me. So I don't have no beef with it. I do want to see her win, but I do have to call out what I think is just stupid and just doesn't make sense to me. I'm going to talk about that. I don't give a fuck. As far as my comedic career is concerned, I'm pulling my shit out the mud. I just want to put the work in. I'm not looking for anybody's hand. I'm not looking for nobody to save me in this shit. This is my dream. And that's what it is. So, you know, I got love for all of them. These people are legendary people, man. And these times are just moving and it's changing. And you're not going to see people like this no more. You know what I mean? And it's just sad. It's sad, man. It is so sad. So, you said, would I work for Monique for $2 million? Shit, how about... Would I work for Monique for $2 million? Shit, I work with her for $2,000. I don't give a fuck. Are you kidding me? Hell yeah. I don't have no issue with her. You know what I'm saying? I mean, because if we ever worked, probably just be, you know, doing a comedy show or something like that. But no, I ain't got no issue. I do want to see her win. I want to see her win, but how can she? You say take the Trans Europe Express bullshit off, is getting on my nerves. So y'all not feeling my music, huh? Y'all bogus. I thought somebody said they liked it. Somebody said they didn't. So y'all don't like my music. I need a vote. I need a vote, man. I thought that music was highly engaging and people was in a trance. Do you like the music, Jonathan? Give me a vote. I need to do a vote right here. Can I do a vote? I wish I could do a vote in here. You hated the music too? Damn. So I went off of one person saying they liked it and everybody else hated that shit. Did you hate the music? Ron, you say it's annoying? God damn. I thought it was giving Smooth Jams vibes. I thought it was giving the radio vibes of Smooth Jams. Very entrancing. Very, you know what I mean? I wish I could do a poll. Because some of y'all hate it, some of y'all don't. But it's like, I mean, I could sit in silence and do this shit. I don't really care. I really don't care. It compete. Oh, Lord. Oh. Let me see. I'm going to lower it. Hold on. Yo, Ron, how that? How's that? You can barely hear that shit, but it's a vibe. No? God damn, Vance. Y'all don't even hear that shit now. It's just some little chirp in the background. I just thought it would be relaxing. Half of this shit I be listening to, it's just a vibe, man. You know, you get good sleep. I don't even fuck you. As long as y'all listening, you fall asleep on me. It's cool. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, we just want to hear LeVar, man. Hear him talk his shit. That's right. That ain't it. Ron, is that still, that ain't it? It's cool. Y'all gotta let me know. Yo, Ron, you ready for New York, dog? The homie Ron, we going to New York, y'all. I got hella shows too. I'm gonna be at Gotham. I'll be also at Gotham Comedy Club Sunday, Friday. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I'm going to be at the Comedy Cellar. And Thursday, when I get in town, I go to a premiere. So this shit should be lit. Go, y'all got to listen to Slow, Soft, Soul shit on. I would put that Andre 3000, but I get a copyright. This just the bullshit music they got in StreamYard. What's up, Stax Jenkins? That's a dope name. That nigga, your name sound like a numbers runner. Yeah, I'm Stax Jenkins. You got the numbers. Nigga's name Stax Jenkins. That's a cool name, dog. That is a cool name, man. But yeah, I didn't really prepare much this evening. Y'all let me know what y'all want to talk about. Comment for me, man, if y'all want me to elaborate on something this evening, because I didn't really prepare anything. I just really want to get on here and play with this music shit in the background and see what's going on. You know what I saw interesting, though? Rachel Dolezal. And I got it. We got to have a conversation about Rachel Dolezal. Let me switch my screen here. Okay. Rachel Dolezal. Let me put this here so I can. Oh no. Let's see. Yeah. So Rachel Dolezal, she just got fired from her teaching job. And because she was on OnlyFans. Which is crazy. They don't even have, okay. Yeah. All right, here we go. All right. So this was Rachel Dolezal. Y'all remember she was the leader of the NAACP. Rachel Dolezal has identified as a black woman. She was the ex-NAACP chapter president. And now Rachel has been fired because she was teaching and she had an OnlyFans page. The thing I want to ask, right? I need to ask this, and don't kill me for this, but why can't we accept her as black? Why? Because at the end of the day, if I tell y'all I'm a woman, you got to accept me as a woman. So why can't we accept her as a black lady? That's interesting to me. If she said she was a man, you got to accept her as a man. But as a black woman, no. And then they fire her from being a teacher for having an OnlyFans page. But at the same time, they don't want to pay her shit to teach. That's ridiculous. That is ridiculous, man. You know what I mean? Like, if we're going to be down, like, listen, as far as the trans movement is concerned, do what you want to do. But we can't just blur the lines. It's sex. The trans movement, to me, could even get rid of racism. Because what if I identify as an old white woman? Or, you know, when we get pulled over, we identify as white people. And then they respect us as such. I just don't understand why with the trans movement, the line stops at sexuality. It stops at sexuality and gender. Why is that? You see what I'm saying? Why can't I identify as rich? Can I be trans wealthy? Like, for real. These are serious questions. Right. You saying if I put on a police officer uniform, saying, yeah, that might be a felony, but this is different. We talking, I'm not speaking of a specific occupation. I'm talking about, why does the line stop at sex and gender when it comes to trans, right? Or what you feel like. And if you feel like, if you are a man that feels like a woman, and you are a woman, hey, I respect you as such. But why can't I, as a black man, whenever I feel like it, why can't I be accepted as a white person and be respected as such? Why do we draw the line there? Why does it stop there? Why is it in that boundary? And that's the only question that I have. So that's it. If any of my gay homies on here, or gay fans, y'all let me know. Or trans fans, let me know how you feel about what I'm saying. Do you feel as I'm being disrespectful, or how do you feel about it? Because I'm not minimizing what you have going on, but I want to just know, why does the line stop at sex and gender? It's just interesting to me. And these teachers need to be paid more money. I think that schools should be happy they got OnlyFans to supplement their income. Shit. It's crazy to me, man. And Rachel Dolezal's new name is Nkechi Diallo. She making $19 now in her teaching job while selling OnlyFans content for $9.99 a month. I don't see nothing wrong with it. A video of self-pleasure to orgasm under the Christmas tree. Listen, man, it's what it is. The minute, like, it's just, it's weird to me that, you know what I mean, the line stops. Like, yeah, I come out with titties, and I was like, I'm a woman, and everybody clap. But I'll come out and say, guess what, guys? I'm a white man. No, that's where it stops, nigga. No, you're not. No, you're not. $19 an hour. That's crazy. Seemed like she could just do what she want, but that's really, really sad. But well, I'm glad y'all chimed in on that for me. Let me take this off. Hell else is going on out here in the world.
I'm gonna find some new music to add to that.
Y'all happy that Beyonce singing that country western now? The rednecks don't like that shit. Nah, I ain't about to take over country now. Well, ain't no way. I've been seeing a lot of brothers. I ain't gonna lie. I don't know if y'all been peeping the landscape, but hip-hop is falling off bad. And I'm seeing a lot of brothers, man, that look like, you know, real street cats that are singing country or western, and they are killing with it, bro. I mean, they are really doing an outstanding job. It's a couple of young brothers doing it, man. Like Tipson, Eco, Buddy Red, T.I. son, like, do country western. Really dope. And, because it's falling off, man. Beyonce singing country, man? Come on, man. That's wild. You say rap is falling off, not hip-hop. Explain. Yeah, Tip sons are doing their thing, man. That Damani, he can rap his ass off, man. So you say rap is falling. Explain what you mean by rap is falling off and not hip-hop. And Beyonce is country. Right, it's like every... I don't even think, like, we are moving into this space where people just chasing that paper now, bro. It ain't even about no passion for no shit or nothing. It's like, how much can I make? And they going for it, man. And I like the brother to do the blues. This young brother Kingfish, he tough. I'm gonna listen to him on the flight, man. Kingfish is nice. So this has been an interesting conversation. I'm glad y'all sat here and watched me. Next show, I'm going to have something for y'all, because I don't have shit to talk about today. Don't even know what to talk about. I think I done told y'all about my life. My truck is in the shop, so I was driving my wife's truck. So I was driving a Toyota Camry, which is nice. Camry's not bad cars, man. I mean, I just look like an assistant principal, but they're not bad cars. K. Michelle doing country music. That is so interesting to me, man. Rap is mainstream and corporate. Yeah, it's a rap. It's a curtains on rap, bro. I can't even... I have to listen to old school. I know Kanye just put a new album out called Vulture or something. I'm going to check it out, but I don't know. But it's...
It's cooked. Oh, boy.
That's true, Vance. Music has not been the same since AI took over. Because now, with all this computer and this technology, the computer's just figuring out what we like on the basis of, like, its most primitive forms. Like, it's watching everybody. And as humans, we all moving in patterns. So just billions of people. So they're like, yeah, you need to set the color to this. And they like this little beat here. And they could just put shit together to make our brains just keep spilling dopamine. It's crazy. So crazy. Well, anyway, guys, I think I'm going to call this a night. DM me if you like. I really wish I could run a poll. Let me see if I can run me a poll on here. They need to put that on there. I'm going to email stream y'all and say, y'all need to put a poll on there, man. That'd be nice. The hell is this? I can add a background. Oh, that's not going to work. Let me see. What about Cash App? You want my Cash App? Shit, I'll give you that shit right now, brother. Yeah. There you go. Shit, LeVar Walker. And damn. That's my Cash App right there. Matter of fact, let me throw that up there for y'all. It's a Cash App. If y'all want to throw anything in the tip jar, you can just Cash App it right there to, you can cash me right there to LeVar Walker. If y'all want to get down. My brother. Well, this has been great. This has been great. Any questions, you guys? You guys got anything else you want to talk about before I part ways with you this evening? Anything I can do better? Should I start doing the show at a certain time, once a week? Should I keep it every day? What should I do? Y'all let me know. Let me know, guys. Stax Jenkins is out. Thank you too, Gloria. Tell me about the reel. What reel you want to talk about, Vance? Let me know. What the hell happened in Kansas City? They had a shooting at the parade for the Super Bowl? That's ridiculous, man. Sheesh. All right, guys. I don't know who's up there. I don't know who on plug. I think they had Desi on there. Check out Desi Banks. Good young brother, man. He doing his thing out here, man. Y'all check him out. He was on Club Shay Shay. It was a good interview, too. That's sad. What the hell was that about in Kansas City? Was it a 49ers fan shooting at people? What happened? Y'all let me know. Let me know, guys. Oh, it was two shooters. Did they catch the shooters? Did they catch them? Damn, that's sad. How the fuck you want to come shoot up a goddamn parade? People are crazy, man. Wouldn't have happened in Georgia, though. We are a CCW state. Everybody packing. Chat can press one for yes or two for no. What you talking about, Ron? I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, is that to vote? Let me see. Vance Mack, that's a great question. Vance Mack just asked, why we as a people don't go into the neighborhoods and try to correct this ratchetness that our people are going through. But man, it's too much. Let's talk about positive things that really matter. That's real shit. Thank you for that comment, Vance. Well, let me get out of here, guys. I'm about to go. I gotta get ready. I gotta prepare for my flight tomorrow. Oh man, thanks, Andres Milan. Hi, all right. You're not a fan of stand up. You have been the first with different approach. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. I appreciate that, Andres. I've received that comment well, my friend.
Well, all right, my babies. Love. Hold yourself, sugars. Sugars. Hold yourself, sugars. Sometimes you have to hold yourself. That's right, my sweet babies.
Oh, shit. Let me get my ass up out of here, man. Nothing but love, man. I'm going to see y'all. Probably, this is probably going to be it because, shit, I'm going to be in New York and I'm not going to have all this equipment with me. So, or I could. Maybe I might try to live stream. I'm going to see. But listen, thank y'all, man. Y'all be good. Good night. God bless.